At Friends of Stillwater Bluffs Association's, FOSBA, annual general meeting on March 16, a six-member board was elected. According to a bulletin from the organization, the board is committed to an echoing collective voices to protect the ecological integrity of Stillwater Bluffs, while encouraging low-impact public access. Our vision is to see our Stillwater Bluffs permanently protected through purchase by an entity that will ensure it will not be logged or developed as real estate, the bulletin stated. Everyone recognizes the significance of our Stillwater Bluffs with its polished granite shoreline bordering 48 hectares of mixed forest, including pockets of old-growth Douglas fir, immense maples, grassy bluffs, large reindeer lichen fields, large arbutus groves, small ponds and wet areas. To the best of our knowledge, we estimate the coastal second-growth portions of the site to have been last logged in 1890 to 1915. Our Stillwater Bluffs is considered to be the finest parcel of land in the district suitable for parkland, Coffett Regional District Parks and Trails Strategic Plan. Friends of Stillwater Bluffs stated that its goal is twofold: to raise funds necessary to support the purchase of the bluffs, and to raise awareness of the fragile state of affairs the Bluffs finds itself in as it is owned by a logging development company. We have in our records over 250 friends who support the cause. We ask for your continued support, the bulletin stated. The annual fee is $10, but if you are short of funds, don't worry. Please continue with your support by watching for trail damage by vandals or especially flagging tapes or painted markings on trees and contact us immediately. In the event of any potential logging or development activity, we will contact you to help us by spreading the word, communicating with people in power and attending meetings and rallies. FOSBA has set a goal to increase its number of friends to 500 in 2024. To sign up, go to FOSBA.org. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.